Need it.
750.
This mine? Yep.
We are.
I'm sorry, 755.
The decision was to.
It'd be the same as the motion.
Just the way the taxes, yep. That tax amendment. All right. So we're back in public session at 7:50 p.m.
7:55, actually.
Sorry, 7:55 p.m. Motion to seal the minutes made by.
So moved.
Oh, wait, we have to announce the decision first, right?
Either way, it doesn't right. matter.
So, all right, Olmstead. Seconded by North to seal the minutes. Finley, roll call vote, seal the minutes. Salatello? Olmstead?
Yes.
North, yes. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, so the decision was made to waive the interest and fees for tax map 22, lot 14.2 for tax year 2015 if the property tax is paid in full to the town by April 30th, 2018. Motion was made to seal the minutes by Olmstead, seconded by North.
Okay, I didn't know if this was going to be a late night for you. See you tomorrow.
Tax map 22.
22, lot 14.2.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Melanie. Thank you.
Melanie, pajamas and cocoa.
All right, there's that. All right, other business. General assessing contract, July 2018, and CAMA and tax systems.
So last week you approved the revaluation contract for 2018 and the general assessing services through June 30th. This is the other contract for general assessing services starting July 1st, 2018 through June 30th, 2019. And this is the contract that would be affected by switching our CAMA system and our tax system from Vision to Avatar. So the change that you would see here reflected in the contract is on the second to last page under compensation. It says convert sketches and other data elements from Vision to Avatar software. And that amount was actually reduced from, I think it was 14,000 in the first contract to 10, because that was the estimate he had provided before. And then he had just also, under scope of services above item 6, added convert sketches and other data elements from Vision to Avatar software. So what's been on the radar for the board is that we currently utilize Vision for our assessing software, and they have a mandatory update coming in 2019, and it's going to cost the town upwards of $20,000 to stay with Vision. It's been recommended by our assessing department and our municipal assessor for a while now to switch our software to Avatar because they felt it would be more user-friendly. Also, it would actually, it could be synced with our tax system. We would get Avatar's tax software as well, and the two systems could communicate with each other. As it stands now, our assessing department and tax collector have to manually update their systems to match, whereas this would save some staff time in that sense.
And more accuracy.
Yes. Yeah. So in your packets, there are three quotes from Avatar. And what this is there's three, because you have one for the assessing program, one for the tax program, and one for the utility program. What we have now is we have the tax collector utilizes BMSI for our sewer bills that go out, and that's part of her BMSI system that we'd be replacing. With Avatar, it's a separate module. So we would have the same capability, it's just a separate contract for the sewer bills in that sense. And in all of the quotes, they've provided what the ongoing cost for the annual I believe they call it service, let's see, support.
It's on the last page.
It's usually the last page or second to last page about what it'd be for ongoing, which wouldn't be charged until 2019 anyway, so it wouldn't be factored into your initial purchase price.
So I'm trying to figure the initial, what's that calculator system?
So for the purchase of the assessing system, that would cost $9,900. For the tax collecting system, that would also cost $9,900. And for the billing system, that would cost $4,900. Now, you obviously wouldn't enter into this until July because you have your funds in FY19 for this purchase. You budgeted $20,000. This comes to 24. However, you do have $39,000 budgeted for your revaluation.
Yep.
And I believe you just signed not to exceed $38,000. So that's another $1,000 there that you'll have in that portion of the budget to go towards it.
Not to exceed $28,000.
For the reval? That was $38,000. That was a separate contract.
Okay,
yep.
Gotcha.
So you'll have at least you should have at least $1,000 there that could be.
So that would be $3,700 short. Which we have $20,000 in the software purchase, Katie. So $20,000 of it would come from that line there.
Yep.
So we need $4,700. Is that what you said?
Yep. And you could have $1,000 from your reval line.
Mm-hmm. So we don't have to cover like $4,000. So we don't have to sign these until.
You don't have to finalize with Avatar, but you might want to finalize your general assessing. And so the reason why I'm bringing up the Avatar is because the general assessing is crafted around converting from Vision to Avatar. So you can work out your final contract with Avatar before July, but you will need to decide if you do intend to convert to Avatar relatively soon, because the contract needs to be finalized. Also, the state, the DRA is looking for the information as well. So
we need to approve the assessing, general assessing services contract for July 1st, 2018 through June 30th, 2019,
yeah,
for not to exceed $28,000 without written permission from the Board of Selectmen.
Yep. Yeah. And then, right, the reason why Avatar came up is because that contract has in there, it's making the conversion from Vision to Avatar, so it goes hand in hand. So for tonight's purposes, you only need to finalize the assessing services contract, and you can decide that you don't want to switch to Avatar, in which case we would just provide the original contract where it just stays as is, which actually would be a little bit higher because your labor would be $14,000 instead of $10,000.
Well, what do you recommend?
I would recommend switching to Avatar. Okay. You're going to have to pay the money anyway if you stay with Vision, since they have a mandatory upgrade that's going to cost a lot of money. And by switching to Avatar, you're going to see some efficiencies with the departments. And also you have the assessing services converting the software for you.
Okay.
Because they have to re-enter all this data right now because of the revaluation anyway. So it's the best time to switch your system anyway.
Yeah.
And we'll have interoperability between the two, between the assessing and TC.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we can approve this contract tonight and then hold on to this.
Finalize that on another date. Okay. Yep.
Right. So why don't I give these back to you, because I already have a copy of those and I don't want to waste any more paper. So when it comes back up, we can have those. And I'll make a motion that we approve the General Assessing Services contract for July 1st, 2018 through June 30th of 2019. For not to exceed $28,000 without written permission from the Board of Selectmen.
Second.
I get a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. So we all need to sign the contract?
Yep.
Feeling better tonight?
I feel great tonight.
Do we have any other business?
So you do. You'll see in your packet that there is a request to use the Old Town Hall rental application. And the reason why it's coming before you tonight is because one of the dates in there is April 10th, which is the day before your next meeting. It's from the Recreation Department. And...
oh, that's for their...
yep, for their sewing program that's coming up.
Sewing.
Let's see. Yeah. And because it came in today, I haven't been able to run this by the town hall steward yet. So if you approve, you might want to just make it contingent upon approval of the town hall steward. But they have this program coming up for Thursday evenings, and they need a couple of days next week to plan the program.
Well, I'll make a motion. We approve it and waive the fee.
Contingent upon...
okay.
Contingent upon availability from the town hall steward.
Yeah.
And I'll second it.
Yeah. Okay.
We want to wait for John to get back to vote.
I'm going to wait for John to come back.
Yeah, he's coming. John, we have an application for the Old Town Hall rental for the Recreation Commission for their sewing classes. Tom made a motion to approve the rental application, waiving the fees, contingent upon checking with the Old Town Hall steward for availability, and I second it.
Yep.
I think this goes with it too. Right.
Okay. Yes, yeah. The flyer.
It's a little flyer. Which makes cute little flies. All set?
Yep.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.
Okay, another item, I had a resident come in and inquire about the plaque that's in the lobby from when you had first started the program with the flags, hanging them out here on 132, where if somebody had made a donation to purchase a flag, they get their name on the plaque. And this individual would like to make a donation towards a flag and then put his son's name on the plaque because he serves in the Navy. And so he was wondering how much that should be. I think it's been discussed before. It might have been around $25. I don't know if anybody remembers or if there's a different amount that you want to set for that donation amount to be on the plaque.
I don't know. I don't remember. I do remember them trying to do that. But I don't remember how much that was. Do we want to check with Karen and see if she remembers? Because I think it was...
yeah. I don't remember either.
Yeah, I think it might have been.
I don't think I was.
No, I know. I remember Karen doing it. Karen, I was sitting out there, but so Karen might know. If we check with Karen, and then we can get back to them next week.
Yeah. So whatever. The
or if we check with Karen, and you find out what the amount was. If she has a definitive amount, mm-hmm. then you can contact the resident, and then we can.
I can just handle it directly.
Yep, and then when the donation comes in, we can just vote on it on the agenda.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, that works. Accept a donation on the agenda.
Okay.
Okay. As a follow-up to the question raised last week about the milfoil funding, the milfoil and phosphorus eradication capital reserve fund, that's currently held in a money market account, which means that it can be accessed at any point.
Perfect.
So let me know when you would like to have that come back on the agenda. You can make your decision.
I was going to bring that up later.
Okay. And then the last thing I have is that I just wanted to bring to your attention that next Wednesday, April 11th from 12 to 1, the Municipal Association is having a free webinar on the right to know law, specifically about just non-public sessions. And so you can register for free on their website for that if anybody's interested or if you know any boards. Yeah, I definitely will.
So bring back some.
From when?
From so 12 to 1.
12 to 1.
I'm actually having a hard time registering for the
just bring back
Primex
some,
the Primex thing.
Information.
This is a webinar, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, I want to sign up for that too. It's 12 to 1.
Yep, and right. It's if you go on their homepage,
hey, Tim,
it's,
with you.
It's right on there.
Uh-oh. You're supposed to be calm.
So the, we would just go on and, who was that through?
Municipal Association.
Wednesday,
right on
Wednesday.
Their homepage. And if you, right. you just register right there because it's free.
No, I got to go and hand over Wednesday right. for my chemotherapy.
All right, so I'll do register for the webinar too. Thank
and
you.
If they provide slides, I'll print them off
yeah, that'd
and give
be
them
nice.
To you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, they usually send you back something, so.
Yeah.
There's also one I wanted to talk to you, Katie, I can't get on there and register. The Primex remind me.
Okay.
It's in Concord. It's on the 17th. I can't get on there.
It won't let you.
No one has to do with social media, too. I want to go.
Okay, so.
It's April 17th. It's for Primex from 9 to 11. And I'm clicking on the bottom, and I'm trying to register, and it says that I have my email, and everything's already registered. So I went on there to do it or whatever, and it kicked me out 3 times. So, so we'll do this. Just do that. All right.
Okay.
Anything else in the other business?
Nope.
Selectmen's reports. Tom, do you have anything?
Yeah, I got a couple of things. I have to try to be brief. I tracked down Bon Fugia because he was the original person that brought up the petition article for the milfoil. And it was $5,000 that finally passed. He said that was supposed to go to DES for milfoil reduction. He said he's been to the several meetings of this new group, which is fairly new. He said it is connected to DES. So therefore he felt the intent of the money that was put aside could be given to them for the milfoil reduction. What he suggested, he said, since they're new and milfoil is done every year, okay, on the lake, he suggested to give them $5,000 initially and see how they do with it and evaluate it, and maybe next year, you know, give them some more money. So that was his, his recommendation. And if you want to do that, the other thing I would suggest is that when a check is cut, it might be a good idea if someone like John, who lives on that side of town, have a picture taken with Terry Rasp or somebody and put it in a paper. So I think what we want to do is develop some goodwill with the lakefront people.
Right.
They're going to get hit hard with reveal down there. So I think the milfoil would help to show them that we're concerned about the lake and so forth. But that was Don Fugiat's suggestion. He said, give them $5,000, see how they do with it. He said, milfoil is going to be done every year, and then next year you can give them another $5,000.
Okay, I have a question about that. We have $5,000 in there now.
15.
Right?
No, we have 15.
15. Okay, so we're going to give them $5,000, so that gives us 10 left. We're putting another $5,000 in next year?
You're putting in another $5,000 this June and another $5,000 next year. So
okay.
By the end of
end
of June 2019, if you don't take anything from it, you would have $25,000 in there.
Okay, so if we give them five, we'll still have money to be able to...
Right.
A source to give them money from next year.
And I think that's a fair...
Because he said what you want to do is continue the program, because every year it's needed to be done. And he said where they're new, they can demonstrate that they're doing some good things. And then based on that, he just said to give them the money incrementally.
That's not too far.
So he thought it was okay.
That's not too far from what you had said, too.
Now, given that they're $25,000 short of what they need for the program in the fall, and they only have Laconia left to contribute, do you think that they could still have their project in the fall if they...
Hopefully. Well, they can accept other donations from people.
Other fundraising.
You know, if we're giving $5,000, maybe the San Quentin Bay Association would... Not match it necessarily, but contribute some money,
right?
Towards it, because we're, you know,
there that, there's not only the Samberton Bay, there's another association down a little bit further.
Because that's in their interest. Okay.
I think that Don's right, though. That was his intent, anyways, to put the money aside, but to give it to them in the small increments would be good faith and get the project going and see how it goes.
And I think we ought to promote it publicly that we're giving them that money for the benefit of the people in Samberton who live on the lake, to understand that we're trying to address their needs as well as needs for other people in the community. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else?
Oh, I don't know if you want to discuss it next week, the Wittesquam formula. You were at the school board meeting, school district meeting.
I was.
That lady was pretty rudely from Samberton. Rachel Sargent was the gal that spoke.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, anyway, I had a conversation with Nina Gardner, and the formula study committee is coming up this year. No, it was voted on at the school district meeting. Report is due in December by the committee and be voted on at school district meeting. And that could be a serious problem for us, because there's a sense that Tilton Northfield is going to gang up on us and try to put most of the tax burden of the school district on Samberton's back. That's a possibility.
Do they need representation from this board?
Well, Nina wanted, what her suggestion was, she wanted to be appointed by the board as a public member representing Samberton. Then she thought, you know, John Armstrong would be a good fit with that group, whoever else gets appointed. So she thought John, as Selectman's representative, would be a good match. So if we get into a brouhaha, which I think we are, we will have a group of people to do the community organizing. We're going to probably need 300 people there at the meeting to protect our interests. So they don't change that formula, and that'd be catastrophic for Samberton if we.
When are they starting that committee?
I don't know if they've started. I don't even know if they've scheduled a meeting yet.
Actually, I got an email today that I think had their first meeting in there. I'll go pull it up and I can tell you.
District formula.
For the formula committee?
Yeah. So they have representation for each town.
If you can downplay the minutes about this particular issue, because I think the concern is don't want to give Tilton Northfield a heads up and have them start organizing their people.
Their attack.
Yeah. Huh?
Their attack. Yeah. You don't want to give them forewarning that we're... Okay.
But if we have the votes there and they don't, then it doesn't matter what they do or what they say. We could just all vote them. And, I don't think you've been through the formula study before, have you?
I actually took the minutes for those meetings, and I sat in on one of those meetings.
It hasn't changed in the last couple of sessions. But this year...
There's no date. It just says they're meeting within the next few weeks.
Okay.
So is there usually a Samberton Selectman's representative on the formula
committee? Well, in the past, we've had a Selectman's representative and a public member. Mm-hmm. And Nita wanted to be the public member. And she thought one of you two, you got plenty to do. She thought John would be a good fit. He's big as those guys from Northfield.
I've never had anything to do with that at all, so I'd be going in blind. So,
well, I have no problem going if you don't. I've been to the meetings. It's a lot, but it has to. We need representation there at the meetings, and Nina's real good about like.
The Who whole, wants to?
Yeah.
Which I mean, one of you want to do it?
It doesn't matter to me. It's up to you, John. I mean, it's about the school district and the ratios and the formulas and stuff and how they figure out what they're going to hit us with taxes. Yeah. So
I know basically what it is, but I've never done anything with the formula.
Do you want to call Nina and have a chat with her and then get back to me next week? And then if you're...
Do you want to go ahead and have Nina come in, or you just want to appoint her as a public member?
I think we're going to appoint her.
Well, if she's interested, I think that if John has a chit chat with her and he thinks that maybe it's not something that he's like interested in, you know, starting from square one, whatever, then he can just let me know next week. I'm happy to do it, and we can just appoint Nina next week if that's okay, Katie.
So, is it okay to appoint Nina as a public member?
Yeah, we'll do it next week.
Do it next week.
We're going to have John give Nina a call just to have. Okay.
Now, if she wants to come in and talk with us, John, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine too. But I think that if we just...
But this is pretty serious stuff. So. Yeah.
Now, I heard some consensus about what you want to donate towards Wittesquam Watershed Network. Did you want to make a motion tonight on that or schedule it for a future agenda item?
Do a motion.
Yeah. I'll make a motion that we... provide funding in the amount of $5,000 to the Wittesquam
Watershed
Network.
And that John Almstead present them with a check. Well, the thing is...
I can do that. That's no problem.
Yeah. And then get a courtesy photo, put it in the paper.
What was that?
Which is contrary to the guidelines. Do I have a second? That was Tom, by the way. All right, any discussion?
All in favor.
All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. Okay, you all done selectmen's reports? John, do you have anything?
I'm all set.
I have tomorrow night, next Tuesday.
All right, I had two things. Transfer station operation manual is already gone through with Rick, is retyped, forwarded to Katie. Rick is working on signage. We're working on something for the renters, seasonal people to have for transfer station usage, because everything said just residents and taxpayers. Well, the taxpayers are also seasonal. I have to update the smoking policy. They're looking for IDs for the transfer station employees, maybe some names on their shirts. And then we'll bring that back for the vote of the board when it's completely finalized. And there was a couple things, Katie, that we caught the follow-up items for Katie and I to look at. And then I had the budget committee meeting Monday night. They appointed Craig Davis as the chair, Craig Weissman as the vice chair. They discussed committee representatives for different departments. We reviewed the budget committee meeting dates. Discussed a bit about, they appointed Kate Osgood as the capital improvement committee representative. They changed their meeting times to 6 p.m. And we discussed the right to know, because the way they had sent out the email, they had violated the right to know. So I discussed the right to know properly posted meetings and stuff like that. So they said that they appreciated me back and looked forward to my guidance. That was it. And the only other thing I have is the flower barrels outside. Where are they? Because Judy Rich wants them back. She's not going to restock them this year, but she wants the barrels back.
I believe they're being stored at the highway garage. Okay. Did you want to, as a liaison anyway, get in touch with John?
Yeah, I will talk. Okay. I will talk to John. Thank you. And that's all I had. All right, moving on. Authorization signatures, payroll and accounts payable register.
The treasurer is in this week, so fewer checks for you to sign.
Fewer,
yep.
Accounts payable register is available for viewing. Let's
go to the bathroom.
In addition to that, we're signing a check for $7,907 for Bergeron Protective Clothing. We're signing a check for Winsquam Regional School District for $250,000. We sign these ones, right?
Only the ones that have the sign here tag on them.
These are all accounts payable. Because she's in, so we don't sign them.
Yep, exactly.
I don't think there's any in here.
So we have some assessing items. You can sign those, Tom.
Oh, man. Go back to you.
Yeah,
to the chair. Sign that.
Yep, I'm just going to put them back where they go.
TD Bank. That's a Canadian bank. Do you know that somebody asked me if they have American money?
Really? You also have in your signature file, you had approved the quotes for the safety upgrades here with Indian Ledge Services, Nathan Douglas. Oh. And then you just have your contract to sign here. And one of them was actually amended because there's, which you see in your donations on the agenda, countertop was donated, so that was reduced from his charge for the services. So those contracts.
So all three of us have to sign this, right? Or just the...
It's up to you, or you could vote motion to have one person sign, whatever you prefer.
Make a motion that we have the clerk sign.
The amended contract.
What contract?
Indian Head.
Oh, do you have it?
Yeah, it's right here.
Okay. He does good work.
So, this is, wait a minute, this is the one we already had.
Right, because he wanted it signed. It wasn't signed.
Oh, okay. So, and yeah. The other one, what did he reduce the other one to? So, what was the other one, 1920?
I think it's in the minutes. Bless you.
Thank you.
Is this going to be signed, Katie?
Yep, the green sticky will show you where. So it was 1920, yes.
Okay. So the amended contract in the amount of, you know, this right here, 1660. So, and I'll second it. So the amend, so your motion is to meant to sign the amended contract for the amount of 1660.
What about this one? This one needs to be signed too.
Right, but this one we have to re-vote this because we voted this last time. So this one was already voted on at a higher amount. So this one we've just voted on this one. So the motion is to sign the amended contract for $1,660 for Indian Ledge Services. Motion made by Olmsted, seconded by North. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.
Okay, you're going to need another one for this, then.
We already did this one. We just have to sign it, right?
Right. You already approved it.
So we already approved this. We don't need to make a motion for it. We just have to sign all of them. Did you sign this one?
No, I thought my motion was to have the clerk sign it.
Okay. And you can sign both of these. You can sign both of those on the back page there. Please.
And then correspondence. I think you already signed that.
Yeah, I think so.
Signed here?
Yep.
Is there more than one?
Yeah. Oh, there's two. Two small trucks.
Those can go to Katie. This is, did you read correspondence? This is correspondence. Okay. And then the signature file is the, where are the minutes for?
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know what? I need to print that real quick.
Okay.
Any other?
All right. So, review and approve the board minutes of March 28th of 2018.
Make a motion that we accept the minutes of the Samerton Board of Selectmen, March 18th, 2018, with corrections.
And I'll second it. You give this back to Kate. Thank you. April, under 3.4, the only correction that I have is that we're halfway down, where we approve the quote for the Indian Ledge Services to replace the countertop. It should be on the assessing side.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And then under 3.5, almost at the end where it says, so his department has the F-250 truck 6 that can be given to the transfer station after repair of rust. And then he can purchase a new F-350 at around $50,000 with a plow to accommodate the sander that we bought last year. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.
These are last week's minutes that were approved.
So, On Tuesday afternoon, John Olmsted and I received the email for the agenda, and we received the draft minutes, Tom. So you can, would you get in touch with Katie on Tuesdays to...
I'm sorry.
So on Tuesday afternoons, will you get in touch with Katie Ambrose so that she can review the agenda with you? Because we get it via email, and if you wanted to get a copy of the draft minutes...
I can have my secretary just download me a copy of it.
Okay.
That'd be okay.
All right.
I try to keep my work and this completely separate, but that'd be fine.
All right.
It's a public
document.
Just
so you have the, because we review the
what
agenda.
What time do you post it?
Usually right around noon.
Okay.
Sometimes it's, around 12:30.
Now, right, when did the minutes get posted? I haven't seen them.
They get posted right away. Draft format, and then approved as...
I must not be doing it correctly. I went to the library today. I couldn't find the audio recordings there, but the written minutes aren't. Am I not looking?
The draft, he's talking about the draft before this meeting. I don't email them until Tuesday night.
Yeah, I saw him there for the 28th.
Just the recordings. I looked today.
I guess I'm confused. So she provides the draft minutes. Sometimes, well, you provided it this morning, right? She provided it this morning.
Yep.
And then
there weren't any minutes the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Oh no, those are up there. If you click on 2018, it drops down and it shows
it says Board of Selectmen agenda.
Yep, and the minutes right. are on the other side.
And then it says Board of Selectmen minutes.
Yeah.
When I hit the minutes, it just has the audio.
The draft minutes aren't posted.
Huh?
And then below the audio should be, if you hit maybe like view all or it's
okay.
categorized by
right.
year, the
I'm
minutes are definitely
wrong.
On there.
Yeah, the draft minutes aren't posted though until they're approved.
Okay.
Well, if enough time is, because we have a disclaimer on the bottom saying that they're draft, so they should be posted within the 5 days. But
I'll play with it.
If you need me to show you, I'd be happy to show you sometime.
Okay. Yeah. Sometime, when I'm in during a day or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Donations.
You have two donations tonight. One from a Katie North for a countertop, estimated value $50.
What countertop?
The countertop on the assessing side.
Oh. It's a countertop to be used for the selectman's office assessing window.
Let's see it. This is the operation manual for the transfer station. Do you want to hold on to that so I don't have it?
Sure.
I've made the corrections. I emailed them to you with that email, so I'll just follow up on the email.
Great.
I don't have it. We'll print it off once we get all the other components to it put in there.
Okay.
That's the countertop that we had in the camp, Tom, over by your house.
Okay. All
right, I need a motion.
To accept the gift?
Yeah, but you have to make a motion to accept the countertop.
I'll move we accept the gift. Valued at $50, countertop.
Got a second?
I'll second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.
You also have a donation from Sue Hankard for sewing material for the Recreation Department's upcoming sewing program. Estimated value $25.
I make a motion that we accept that.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstaining, motion carries. Anything else? I have one quick thing. I got a lot of phone calls this week, so I just wanted to thank both of my counterparts on the select board for following up on all the stuff from the last few meetings, and that just remind you that we have laws and rules and guidelines that we are to abide by. Unless the Board of Selectmen vote at this table to direct one of us to do something, not one of us should act alone and make any requests of anybody. Because there's been some problems in the past with lawsuits.
What's that reference?
Just the phone calls that people have been asking if I can do something myself, or if I can call Tom to do something, or if I can call John to do something, and I've directed everybody to Katie. So
your response if you get a phone call like that is, I'm only one selectman, I can't make any judgments or any decisions for the board.
Right. But you can talk to a citizen about an issue or problem they've got. You just can't make a commitment.
At all.
Yeah.
No.
At all.
Yeah.
So that's what has been asked of me, so I just wanted to make sure everybody was clear on the same page, that unless it's directed and voted at this table and directing one of us to get...
I've been doing that since I became a selectman.
Okay, and that's all I had.
Well, they can ask you to put it on the agenda, or they can ask...
Well, actually, they have to call Katie to be put on the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's all I had. Do we have anything else?
No.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All's in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstaining.